On Tuesday's front page, a federal judge in Virginia struck down the health care overhaul. He said it's unconstitutional to require most Americans to obtain health insurance starting in 2014. Diplomatic troubleshooter Richard Holbrooke is dead. He'd been the Obama administration's point person in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And some investment firms are offering to buy claims filed by Bernard Madoff's victims for 20 or 30 cents on the dollar. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist to give you peace of mind. If your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone and immediately puts you in contact with a 911 operator. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says a federal judge in Virginia said the healthcare overhaul went too far by requiring most Americans to buy insurance. That provision had passed muster in two prior court challenges, but this time Judge Henry Hudson said it was unconstitutional. Times reporter Kevin Sachs says opponents raised objections that go beyond just health care.
They oppose it because they say that if the government is granted authority that's so broad that it can require individuals to purchase a commercial product like health insurance, that it's effectively saying that there are no limits whatsoever on the government's power. The judge in this case, during a hearing in October, made the point that if this were allowed, the government could require people to buy an American-made automobile, could require them to get a gym membership, could even require them to eat asparagus. Obviously, he was joking, but he was making the point that this case gets at exactly how expansive Congress's power will be to regulate the activity of Americans.
Both sides say the case is certain to end up in the Supreme Court. In the short term, Judge Hudson's ruling is likely to create confusion. Diplomat Richard Holbrooke is dead. He'd been the Obama administration's special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan for the last year and a half. In the 1990s, he was the chief architect of the Dayton Peace Accords that ended the war in Bosnia. He was taken to the hospital on Friday afternoon after he got sick while meeting with Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. Doctors found a tear in his aorta. He underwent a 21-hour operation and had additional surgery on Sunday. Richard Holbrooke was 69. Some Wall Street traders are speculating on the Bernard Madoff bankruptcy case. They're offering victims cash against the claims they hope to be paid, but not the full amount. One Madoff investor says six investment firms have offered to pay him 20 to 34.5 cents for every dollar he eventually gets. Another Madoff investor says 30 cents on the dollar was the highest offer he'd gotten. He said the firms making the offers expect to get 50 or 60 cents on the dollar when the claims are finally paid off. At least 100 relief workers in Afghanistan have been killed this year. That's far more than in any previous year, and it has humanitarian organizations asking whether the American military strategy is putting them at unnecessary risk. Most of the victims work for contractors hired by NATO countries. They go out with escorts from the NATO-led assistance force. Traditional aid workers say that compromises their neutrality. Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele is running for another term. Steele announced his plans in a conference call with top Republicans. He's been facing criticism at the RNC. He's lost the backing of many top supporters, and a coordinated effort to replace him has been going on for weeks. Also on Tuesday's front page, the telecommunications corruption scandal that's grown into India's equivalent of Teapot Dome. There have been revelations about bribery and abuse of power, and Parliament has been paralyzed for nearly a month. At issue is how the telecommunications minister sold the airwaves to cell phone operators. But on Monday, the focus shifted to Highway Minister Kamal Nath. Secret tapes from the telecom scandal hinted Nath has been skimming 15% from projects he's responsible for. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 Assist. If ever your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone. Bypassing call centers, you're immediately put in contact with a 911 operator, and Sync will even deliver an urgent message to the emergency operator if you're unable to respond. That's peace of mind made possible by Sync. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Tuesday's Times, Swedish investigators are piecing together details of the weekend's failed terrorism plot in Stockholm. The 28-year-old suspect was a disaffected Iraqi Swede who'd studied in Britain. His final statements hinted at a link to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. At a mosque in London in 2007, he advocated rebellion against Muslim rulers. He walked out when the imam warned against extremist views. The new number two in the New York City school system believes in tests, tests, and more tests. Shale Polacko-Saransky got the job amid fears that incoming Chancellor Kathleen Black would run the schools too much by the numbers. But if Polacko-Saransky has his way, there'll be more and better tests. He's already been looking into tests that call for essays and classroom projects. Another New York story, the aide to Governor David Patterson, who was involved in a domestic violence case, has been fired. David Johnson was terminated on November 19th. He'd been suspended without pay since February. Johnson's case fueled a scandal that crippled Patterson politically and led him to abandon his election campaign. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.